AM Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 29 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny today and a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In area news, police in Red Oak arrested three people Monday night on drug and other charges. The arrest took place after police stopped 24-year-old Jesse Bruce Fitzwater of Villisca and learned that she was driving on a suspended license. Upon further investigation, two passengers in her vehicle were also arrested. 18-year-old Susanna Rose McDonald of Council Bluffs was charged with possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. 21-year-old Stephen Lee Fitzwater of Villisca was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. All three were taken to the Montgomery County Jail, where Jesse and Stephen Lee Fitzwater were being held on $300 cash-only bond each, and McDonald was being held on a $1,000 cash-only bond. More news in just a moment.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 764-6000.
Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green reports there is a large-scale cyber theft event underway in the area and elsewhere that involves an email virus and targets mainly businesses and individuals who conduct a substantial amount of automated clearinghouse or ACH transactions from their computers. ACH is an electronic network for financial transactions that processes large volumes of both credit and debit transactions, which are originated in batches. ACH credit transfers could include credit direct deposit payroll payments and payments to contractors and vendors. The debit transfers would include consumer payments on insurance programs, premiums, that is, mortgage loans and other kinds of bills. Businesses are increasingly also using ACH to collect from customers online rather than accepting credit and debit cards. Chief Green recommends that emails may not or should not be opened on any computer that is also tasked with the ACH transactions unless they're from a well-known source. He says another suspect email claims to be from the IRS, and those emails serve as a way for thieves to access routing numbers in your computer and allow the cyber thieves to reroute the ACH transactions. Green says these are not new threats, but ones which have resurfaced in great numbers. All businesses and persons who make substantial ACH transactions should review their email procedures on any system connected to their financial computer. A Council Bluffs firefighter accused of arson and fraud has taken a plea deal. Henry Hinkle pleaded guilty on Monday to a felony charge of providing false information. His lawyer, Mike Murphy, says that Hinkle took the deal in an effort to save his job. Police say Hinkle set his 2002 Jaguar on fire in July. Hinkle says he's not guilty. He's been sentenced to 2 years of unsupervised probation. Pottawatomie County Prosecutor John Jacob Meyer says Hinkle's future as a Council Bluffs firefighter will be left up to the city. A Sergeant Bluff woman has been charged with drunken and reckless driving after police say she hit a man with her SUV outside of a bar in Ottawa. As we told you Saturday morning on KJAN and posted on KJAN.com, 44-year-old Kimberly Heberer was arrested early Saturday morning after police say she climbed from the back seat of a parked SUV into the driver's seat and backed up the vehicle, which ran into 25-year-old Manuel Anton of Blanco. The incident took place during a verbal altercation in an alley behind a local bar. Anton, who was standing behind the SUV when he was hit, was taken to a local hospital before being transferred to a hospital in Sioux City. Police say the investigation is continuing and that additional charges may be filed. Officials of the Monona County Jail say Heberer has been released from custody. Griswold School District Superintendent Dana Kunze said yesterday that the students and staff of the Lewis Elementary building had been evacuated for a short time that morning after a strange, unidentified smell was noticed in and around the building. The smell was first noticed at 10 a.m., and Kunze said following the procedure for a gas leak evacuation. The students and staff walked to a safe location to await the investigation of the elementary school to be completed. An employee of Black Hills Energy arrived within minutes and eliminated the possibility a natural gas leak had occurred. With the building cleared and the odor having dissipated, students and staff were allowed to return to the building at 10:45 a.m. Kunze said the source of the odor was attributed in part to an agriculturally related matter.
I think also we had a dry drain, and you know how the when drains dry up, that trap system doesn't work, so we had this internal smell as well.
He said the evacuation went as planned and practiced.
It went perfectly. I was called right away, and by the time I got there, there wasn't a person in the building. They'd all gotten to our safe location a little distance away, and were being warm and safe, and that's what I wanted to see.
He said the parents were notified of the incident through the school's text message alert system.
Yeah, we sent that out. As the building was being cleared, as far as, you know, the guy was there to check it out, and so we let parents know that we'd evacuated and that we had inspected the building and it had passed and we were returning to the building, and that all works pretty slick.
The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday that two people were arrested on drug charges Friday following a traffic stop, taken into custody on charges of OWI first offense, possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving under suspension, was 28-year-old Jason Andrew Miller of Atlantic. And 32-year-old Ryan Vincent Lee Richards of Elkhorn, Nebraska, was arrested on charges of possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both men were taken to the Cass County Jail, where they were released on their own recognizance the following day. Authorities in Pottawatomie County are asking for the public's help in locating the person or persons responsible for a break-in early Friday morning at the Oakland Pharmacy. Sheriff Jeff Danker says an alarm was activated at the business at 12:22 a.m. Missing from the pharmacy were the painkillers morphine, methadone, and oxycodone.
It appears the individual, that's what they were after. They went into the business and looked specifically for those basically narcotic drugs that were in the business. You know, they knew exactly what they wanted, and they got that and left the business as quick as they could.
No other items or cash were taken. Dankers and the burglar made entry to the store through the front door. Anyone with information about that crime is asked to contact the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office at 712-890-2200. The sheriff suspects the culprits may try to sell the drugs as opposed to using them for their personal benefit. News time is 7:13.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
And in our funeral announcements, 74-year-old Fred Meyer of Persia died Friday. Funeral services for Fred Meyer will be today at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Persia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gail Dulch, age 90, a lifelong Cass and Montgomery County farmer, died Friday. Funeral services for Gail Dulch will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 71-year-old Ronald Carl Thrain of Harlan died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial service for Ronald Thrain will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 71-year-old Robert Hatfield of Hamlin and formerly of Panora died Sunday. Funeral services for Robert Hatfield will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. 75-year-old Walter Kilworth of Exira died Saturday. Funeral services for Walter Kilworth will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. And 92-year-old Helen Tam of Panora died Wednesday. Funeral services for Helen Tam will be this Friday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And that is a check of our news here on KJAN, brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs, and in Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.